If you have kids at school, you know that no one wants to be that parent. The parent who says too much at the class meeting. They hassle the teacher at the school gate. They treat the homework like a competitive sport between their children and other people's children. Why does it happen then that teachers are increasingly being expected to handle parent inquiries about homework with urgency, even after hours? Emails and text messages at night? In one reported case, a visit from one of their parents to their home on the weekend. Judith Locke is looking into this remarkable trend. She's a clinical psychologist and research fellow at the Queensland University of Technology, and she's in our Brisbane studio. Judith, what's going on there? Why are parents behaving like this?
Yeah, it's a frenzy going on at the moment. It's that sense that their child has one chance for success, that it involves a lot of homework and doing very, very well at school, and parents doing a lot of work to make sure that happens.
Now, you've done a study looking into this. Tell me about that.
Well, we looked at almost 900 parents, and we asked them about their parenting approach, and then we looked at their sense of responsibility for their own child's homework, for their child taking responsibility for their homework and the teacher's responsibility. And we found very much that parents maintain a lot of a sense of responsibility for their child's homework throughout their schooling when they are one of those parents that do a lot for their children.
Okay, this is really reinforcing my concept of benign neglect. So thank you for that. What's the worst of these behaviours? We were speaking about a parent visiting a teacher on the weekend.
Yes, going and making sure, knowing where the teacher lived and pressing every single button until they found the teacher to find out what the homework was.
So hang on, the parent has gone to an apartment building.
Yes, apartment building, and knew the teacher lived in that apartment building but wasn't sure which apartment it was, so pressed every button until they found the teacher to find out what the homework was. That was due the next day, so it was a Sunday afternoon when it occurred.
And did the teacher report this to you or did the father?
The school itself was quite concerned about the level of what the parents were expecting from the teachers. And, you know, it's quite regular. Other schools report amazing things to me. I've also heard of a parent taking a photo of their child's messy room and sending it to the school and requesting that the school do something about it and remind the child he had to clean his room up.
And at the less extreme end, emails and text messages are being sent to teachers. What did you find parents were expecting? What were they asking and what were they expecting?
Well, my research actually shows that they have a sense of how much responsibility teachers should be taking for homework. And what my research found, that which is very interesting, is that all homework research has kind of expected that parents are very involved in the primary years, but they start to step back in those high school years to the point that the child is ready to go to university, is totally capable of taking care of their academic work. But what my research found is that the sense of responsibility that a teacher should be taking is actually increased in the middle and particularly senior school years. So parents themselves are not stepping back, nor are they expecting teachers to step back. They're actually almost asking them to step in closer and help them more.
This was a study of Catholic and independent schools, is that right?
Yes.
Parents at Catholic and independent schools. Was there a sense that if they're paying for it, they expect more service?
I suspect that. I mean, I used to be a teacher in an independent school and I did find a lot of parents saying things like, what am I getting for my money? And that sort of expectation that money equals results. So I do get the sense that that may be increased and an increased tendency.
But at the same time, you don't know whether or not it's, you know, if we picked a selective high school, you mightn't have the same results from parents who might have put a lot of money into tutoring their children over the years.
Absolutely. And I think with sites like My School and things like that, where you're sort of choosing schools and moving to areas for schools, I'm not sure if you've got that same expectation of what the school will do for your child.
So in terms of who is taking response, the homework is set and the child is to do it. From your research, in order, who takes responsibility? There's three parties in this, the teacher, the student and the parent. Who takes responsibility according to these parents who are really going too far?
Well, the parents always think that the child should be taking high levels of responsibility. But what it appears, what my research appeared to show, is almost a tag team that goes on between parent and teacher, where there should be kind of like a backup person at all times. So just in case the child forgets, the teacher's going to remind them or the parent's going to remind them. So parents appear to take more responsibility in the junior years, but in the senior years they do, they are expecting the teachers to do a lot more. But when a parent is what I would call an over-parenter, a parent that just does a little too much, I prefer the term over-parenter to helicopter parent, because it's just a little bit too much of the good stuff. Like, it's good stuff, but it's just done too much.
And what's the impact of that? If you're not saying to a child at some point, you need to take responsibility for all this because we're raising you into an adult, what happens?
Well, the risk is when you are somehow blaming the teacher as well for the child not doing the homework, then it's kind of the teacher's fault they forgot their homework, not so much the child's. So if you've always got a backup person, so to speak, it could be easily imagined that parents are expecting teachers to remind students. And anecdotally, I see that in the clinic all the time. I see that schools report that to me. So you're not, when the child forgets, you're not, okay, you deserve the detention you get for forgetting. It's kind of like, well, it's kind of your fault, but it's kind of the school's as well.
People actually say this. When the child comes home having not done the work that was set for the child and communicated to the child, this is, drumroll, the teacher's fault.
Well, yeah, actually, I did some preliminary research where parents whose child had forgotten an assignment, some of them were blaming the teacher for not reminding the child sufficiently. And I think my research does sort of gets the sense of the bridge between the primary and the university years, because we're getting a lot of research from America stating that parents are still involved in their child's university homework and schoolwork and things like that. And so actually being highly involved, turning up, speaking to lecturers about their child's work. So you can see if they haven't stepped back. I know.
Sorry.
They show up on the first day of university.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I know. There was one case where a parent wanted to spend the first 2 weeks of university in the child's dorm room with them to check that they were okay and were coping with university. So I know wouldn't you die? Like, it would be so embarrassing. But the thing is that you can see if they're not stepping back in those high school years, and particularly in the senior years, how do they start stepping back in those university years?
Mm. On the other hand, I'm sure there are people listening who feel their kids get too much homework.
Mm.
I have a lovely friend who insists that her primary school children do their own assignment. And they will often get a C.
Mm.
And they are often the only person in the class who has done it all by themselves. Now, doesn't that C indicate to us that the teacher also thinks that the parents ought to be involved in doing the homework? Otherwise, the kid would get an A.
Yeah, it's a real problem, isn't it? Because sometimes you walk into year two classrooms and it's like there's a whole room of graphic designers in the class, because their assignments that are on the walls are phenomenal. I think that sometimes homework does, as you suggest, it's almost like a competitive thing. You have parents sitting around at dinner parties saying, oh, at, you know, Gold Grammar, we did life-size model of, you know, this, and then, you know, and another parent will pop up what their child did at their school, as if it's some sort of, it's evidence of how successful that child's going to be because they're doing this very hard or very long homework. So I do think there's a bit of parent pressure on schools to have high levels and, very hard homework.
Okay. Now, just finally, in a couple of seconds, literally 10 seconds, the rule of thumb is 100% involvement in kindergarten, and by the last year of high school, 0%. They ought to be doing it themselves. Is that the position?
Absolutely, and not even reminding them of homework in the high school years.
Ooh, Judith, thank you very much for that. Judith Locke, clinical psychologist and research fellow at the Queensland University of Technology. What is driving this manic behaviour from parents? Are they trying to push them up the academic level? A ladder, if you've got good stories about parental homework obsessions, 02 833 1430. Perhaps you're willing to admit you've done the occasional science project. I've done some very fine science projects in my day.